We're tackling AI today.
And it's a big one.
It really is. And honestly, it can feel like every article out there is speaking a different language. So our mission today is to cut through the jargon. We're talking AI, machine learning, deep learning, neural networks, the whole works. By the end of this deep dive, you'll be able to drop some serious AI knowledge, guaranteed. Now, where to even begin? These articles love throwing around terms like it's going out of style. What do you think? How can we help people organize all this information?
Well, I think a good place to start is by understanding the AI hierarchy. Think of those Russian nesting dolls. So the biggest doll, the one that encompasses it all, that's AI, artificial intelligence. It's the broad idea of machines mimicking human intelligence, you know, problem solving, learning, the whole shebang.
Right. So AI is the big picture, the overarching concept. What's the next doll in our set then?
Okay. So if you open up that big AI doll, you'll find machine learning nestled right inside. This is where things get really interesting because instead of programming a machine for every single task, we're talking about feeding it data and letting it learn and improve on its own.
Oh, data-driven intelligence. That sounds pretty cool, but I think a real-world example would really help drive that point home.
Think about those eerily accurate Amazon recommendations. You know, customers who bought this also bought.
Oh, tell me about it. My recommendations can be scary accurate sometimes.
Right. Well, that's machine learning in action. That algorithm is constantly analyzing your purchases, your browsing history, even what other people are buying to predict what you might like. It's learning from massive amounts of data, and it just keeps getting better over time.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. But we can't forget about deep learning, which seems to be everywhere these days. What is it about deep learning that makes it so special? What's the secret sauce?
Well, you see, deep learning, that's like the prodigy child of the AI world. If we think back to our chef analogy, if classic machine learning is a chef who needs all their ingredients prepped and chopped, ready to go, deep learning is like the culinary genius who can just take those raw ingredients and whip up a masterpiece.
So deep learning, the master chef of AI. But what exactly are these raw ingredients we're talking about here?
We're talking about unstructured data, like text, images, audio, all that good stuff. It's actually the kind of data that makes up like a massive 80% of an organization's information. See, this is the type of data that traditional machine learning really struggles with. But deep learning, it thrives in this world. Deep learning is able to find all these hidden patterns and extract meaning from data that was previously, well, pretty much useless.
80%, you said. That's huge. We're talking about deep learning, being able to understand images, sounds, even text. The possibilities seem endless.
You're preaching to the choir. We're talking about analyzing medical images with incredible accuracy. Imagine being able to detect subtle patterns that might be missed by the human eye.
Okay, so we're talking about real game changers here. It's like deep learning is taking us straight into those futuristic worlds we see in the movie. But let's back up for a sec. How does it actually work? We keep hearing about these neural networks. What are they in plain English?
Neural networks are the engine behind all this deep learning magic. They're inspired by, like, the structure of our brains.
Yep. Yeah.
Imagine a huge network of interconnected nodes organized in layers. And each connection in that network carries a tiny piece of information. As the network processes data, it learns by adjusting the strength of those connections.
So it's like it's actually rewiring itself based on what it learned.
Exactly. And that's how it's able to recognize incredibly complex patterns we might not even be aware of.
That's wild. Imagine a network of interconnected nodes, kind of like a giant web with information constantly flowing through it.
So what does this mean for us in the real world?
Think of it like trying to decide if you should go for a run.
Okay, I do that every morning.
Right. So your brain is weighing a bunch of different factors, like how much sleep did I get? What's the weather like? Is my running buddy up for it? And each of these factors carries a certain weight.
Meaning how important each factor is to my decision.
Exactly. And, like, if it's a beautiful day outside and your friend's already waiting, those factors are going to carry more weight. So the network takes all these weighted inputs, adds them up, and then this is the key to applies what's called a threshold.
A threshold. Like a hurdle the data has to clear.
Exactly. If the total from all those weighted inputs crosses that threshold, boom, the go for a run node is activated and you're lacing up those running shoes.
Okay, I gotta say, that's a pretty intuitive way to explain something that sounds super complex.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that every time I make a decision, my brain is basically running its own neural network?
In a way, yeah. But that's the basic gist of how neural networks learn and make decisions. Pretty cool, huh?
That's seriously mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? And it's not even a new thing either. Actually, those articles you sent, they talk about how far back neural networks actually go. And it's much further than you might think.
Really? How far back are we talking?
Think like 1940s.
Wow, really?
That's when the seeds were planted. But they had their first big moment a bit later, we're talking about the 1980s, with something that might seem really simple now, but was revolutionary at the time. And that was recognizing handwritten zip codes for the U.S. Postal Service. Back in 1989, there was this researcher, Jan LeQueen. He trained a neural network to do just that.
Yeah.
And it was huge because it's basically automating this process that used to be super time consuming, not to mention prone to errors.
That's amazing.
You know, what I find really fascinating is that even with all these mind-blowing advancements,
yeah,
we're still left with this fundamental question. Can we actually replicate the complexity and adaptability of the human brain in a machine?
You know, that's a question I've been dying to unpack. We've covered a lot of ground here. Neural networks analyzing mountains of data, making decisions, even mimicking how our brains work. But can they really, truly think like a human? That's the big question, isn't it?
It's the million-dollar question. I mean, think about it. We've gone from those zip code reading machines to self-driving cars in just a few decades. But the human brain, it's still the most complex, adaptable system out there.
So true. The things we take for granted, learning from our mistakes, understanding context, coming up with completely new ideas, even the smartest AI can't quite do that yet.
But general intelligence, the kind that lets us learn and reason across different areas, that's a whole other ballgame.
So where does that leave us? Are we on the cusp of creating true artificial intelligence, like the kind we see in sci-fi, or is that still a long way off?
Well, that's the exciting part. We're still figuring it out. We've seen how powerful AI can be, but can it truly think like us? It's a question that really makes you think about the nature of intelligence, even consciousness itself.
It's not just about building smarter machines. It's about understanding what intelligence really is.
Exactly. And who knows what we might discover along the way.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We went from AI jargon to the future of intelligence, all thanks to the thought-provoking articles you guys sent in and, of course, your expert insights.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and until next time, keep exploring.